The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and... Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 21st of December, 2017. And you can look at it this way. If you're broke this Christmas, then there's, 369 days or 370 days till Christmas. Yeah, don't worry about Christmas this year, folks. I certainly am not. Well, I knew one of these days was going to happen sooner than rather than later. My great asshat friend Alex Jones in Austin, Texas, got dumped off of a radio program. And Matt Dubiel has also a program over there. It's AM 1530, and that's WCKG, and of course 102.3 FM WCKG covers Chicago. Why is this important that you're going to hear Alex Jones's voice on my program? Because, folks, I'm not petty. Even though I don't like this asshat, it's pertinent as to what just happened to him. Now, the explanation as to that, still to be verified, but he started talking. Remember, yesterday I asked, I said, why in the hell isn't anybody talking about, in the alternative media, the UN possibly going to Chicago? Well, Alex started talking about it yesterday, I guess, on his program, and when he did that, the carrier wave was still there, but the information going to the radio station was absent. Now, going back to 1996, there was these emergency alert systems, the EAS that was installed, and of course it's and then they interrupt the program with a special message, this is only a test, blah, blah, blah. Well, evidently, it's a little silent watcher that just sits and waits patiently for the proper words and phraseology to hit, and when it recognizes that, the signal is stopped. Not the carrier signal. Everything still functions. And this Matt Dubiel that actually has a show, I guess, on this very same radio station, happened to be listening to Alex on that particular day, and he was close to the station, and voila, things went dead. Here, Mike, why do we have two videos up here? You posted two of them. Is there a difference between the two? Because I only saw the one. I'm sorry? Okay, great. All right. Pot up, please. And folks, I am not a petty person, as I said, even though I do not like Alex Jones for stated reasons, and I'm justified, that still doesn't stop with me when it's salient and pertinent news.
People are going to think I'm nuts. I don't even care, because I know what's happening.
This is Matt Dubiel.
I know how this stuff works. But when it's supposed to work properly, the moment you spoke about Chicago, because I mean, it's my station, so I'm monitoring it. The moment you started talking about Chicago, I perked up and I went, oh, great. This is awesome. He's talking about our hometown. We're on here. This is great. It's not just national stuff. It immediately went silent. not static, not off the air. They call that no carrier in radio, you know. So there's the signal is going out, but it's complete silence. So I pull over, and I'm not at the station, and I'm about to call my engineer at the station. He texts me, and he tells me, everything is fine. Everything is totally fine here. Everything is working. We're getting a feed from Austin. There's no power outage. There's no internet outage. There's no satellite outage. The minute he texted me, he said, the minute that Alex started talking about Chicago and the UN, we went silent, but I could still hear the feed in the studio. It just was cut off AM and FM. As soon as you stopped talking about Chicago specifically, the feed was back on, and it was almost as if it was faded up. It's the oddest thing I've ever experienced. I've been in this business for 20 years.
You said it sounded like it was faded up, just kind of?
Yes, yes.
Ooh, that wouldn't be software. That means they're doing it in live time.
Am I going to hear one of his commercials in this? Hopefully not until the end. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with emergency breaking news. Democrat officials in Chicago have called for UN peacekeepers on the streets for years. They refused to have National Guard sent in by the president. Now, Cook County officials and others are in talks with the UN to bring in peacekeepers for gun sweeps in Chicago. That's mainstream news. It's linked up on Infowars.com. Matt Dubiel began frantically calling my producers. I've known Matt 8 years. Very nice family guy. Shot the famous footage of the rioting at the Trump event in Chicago. Was the first to report that it was paid agitators that did it. So he's a very good, accurate news source. I've been the station manager there for many, many years. He called up panicked, and I have his email. We're getting him on here in a minute. We're dialing him right now. He said, as Alex started speaking, because he wasn't at the station, he was driving around, about Chicago, air feed cut on AM, FM, but no break in your feed. He goes in, he checks. Satellite, we're on it, but not on the station. The UN vehicles are already here. I saw them transported by train and on rail. Okay. Now that's Matt's email to us. We just got him. Now, you're asking, how does that happen? I was working at 98.9 KJFK in 1996 when they put in the EAS new systems for emergency alerts.
When Alex was still Alex.
Computerized and can now have keyword and cut off your feed and then force their feed on or kill it. You've all heard about these emergency break-ins where it says martial law on the TV scrolling and all that kind of stuff. They go, oh, it's just a drill. And now the forced alerts on your phones and forced alerts on your TVs. And now televisions turn on now and do forced alerts. This is all part of this emergency alert, COG, nuclear war type scenario thing. But it can be used for martial law. And deep state could use it like an Operation Valkyrie to try to take over all local government. But I remembered when I read Matt's email just 3 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago during the break, that I remember there's always old footage of UN vehicles getting refurbished and sold to third world countries that the U.S. had paid for. And I'm like, no, that's not a UN invasion. But I remember last year and this year, footage going into Chicago of the big trains with the brand new armored vehicles and weapons. That's one of them. No, that's U.S. equipment. That actually are white and say UN on them. And we had the guest on who got the drone footage of all the UN vehicles painted up and things. And the word was they were going to U.S. cities. Remember that? That was about a year and a half ago, too. So all this started clicking. But here's the deal. This is them calling for UN troops for gun confiscation. It's on Infowars.com. So then Matt, who's a family guy, reporter, great source, he says he saw them come into Chicago. It is just crazy. But bigger than that, the feed, he's getting the satellite, but it all goes through your board, everything, but at the tower, whether it's at your building or whether it's at your translator, you have to have these boxes that are very expensive that come to you from the FCC, but it's really Homeland Security, and it's a big computer. And Matt Dubiel, let's go to you right now, WCKG 1530. You're on phone with us, not your normal Skype when you co-host with us. Yeah, there's some of the footage of United Nations military vehicles in Maryland, armored vehicles, you name it. And the word is these were then cached in every major city. And they thought Hillary would be in, they just go ahead with this. But now Trump is in, but they're still going ahead. Wow. He tried to stabilize the city with the National Guard. They said, no, thank you. We want you in. Matt Dubiel, this is beyond looking bad. This is absolutely horrible. And undoubtedly now they're testing us. I mean, Loretta Lynch said this was their plan to federalize police. And now it looks like they're going ahead with it, bringing the UN. Matt Dubiel, again, station manager for our FM and AM for what, eight years in Chicago. What have you witnessed and what happened to the feed? Are we still off in Chicago right now?
Alex, I mean, people are going to think I'm nuts. I don't even care because I know what's happening. And I know how this stuff works when it's supposed to work properly. The moment you spoke about Chicago, because I mean, it's my station, so I'm monitoring it. The moment you started talking about Chicago, I perked up and I went, oh, great, this is awesome. We were, you know, he's talking about our hometown. We're on here. This is great. It's not just national stuff. It immediately went silent. Not static, not off the air. They call that no carrier in radio, you know. So there's the signal is going out, but it's complete silence. So I pull over, and I'm not at the station, and I'm about to call my engineer at the station. He texts me, and he tells me everything is fine. Everything is totally fine here. Everything is working. We're getting a feed from Austin. There's no power outage. There's no internet outage. There's no satellite outage. The minute he texted me, he said, the minute that Alex started talking about Chicago and the UN, we went silent, but I could still hear the feed in the studio. It just was cut off AM and FM.
Well, let me be clear. The Democrats particularly were going to bring us into the UN, collapse the U.S. this year. This was the year. Trump wasn't supposed to get in. Patriots and our intelligence agencies, the American people fought back, got Trump in, because it was going to be the end of the U.S. as we know it. One world government. And they have keywords in the EAS systems on cable, on broadcast TV, on all under net neutrality under Obama. They were putting in these control systems into all the internet switching hubs, even down to companies that have as little as 100 customers. So they wired this. I've talked to all the engineers. You have them as well. That's why you know. And again, if it was a bad feed in the receiver, you can hear it on the satellite. It's coming in. It would be scrambled or it would be static. No, as you said, it's dead. It just cuts it. But more and more, this has happened on C-SPAN. It happens a lot on CNN where somebody says what they're not supposed to, keywords about Hillary or Obama or corruption, remember, in the servers. And congressmen, you name it, would go dead and it would just cut out and go black. And so that's what they've got is pre-programmed, just like Shazam is 10 years old. You can hold it up with your phone, listen to the music at the mall in 10 seconds. It knows what music it's hearing. Same thing. Now the computers, Facebook admits they scan the videos live time of this show. And when we say something we're not supposed to, it just cuts the feed right there. So that's all this is this software, Matt Dubiel.
Well, and here's why to me it's even more important because, you know, if this were...
Well, stations are going to have to take out the EAS systems because we're going under martial law. They take Trump out, and so it's a captured government, so you can still transmit or they'll take over your feeds. I'm just telling folks. We have a good FCC at the top with IG Pi, but the programs, the AI is already in everything. Go ahead.
And they update it, you know, like firmware. So every so often you get the firmware update to the EAS system. And when that happens, you notice. So this was a big deal to me today because you're specifically talking about the commissioner in Cook County, which is the big county in Chicago. There's a bunch of suburban counties, but Cook County is the county that is Chicago's in. It's where the airports are. It's where all the gunshot deaths are. And this commissioner in Chicago is calling for the UN to come into Chicago. And as you're talking about this, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I got to call Alex because... And I kind of hinted at this yesterday, but I didn't want to get into it. Now I'm just going to have to. I saw, this happened in August, okay? And I just called my wife to find out the exact date because it's on the calendar. It was August 16th of this year that I saw a train heading from the north, traveling to the south side of Chicago. It traveled over the highway right outside of Chicago Metro, and it had dozens and dozens of UN vehicles on top of it. And I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes. I pulled over to document it. And honest to God, I pulled over and I got off the highway because I was going to get video and I was going to share it with you guys and talk to you about it. I once I got off the highway, The train had already passed, and I'm not from downtown Chicago, so I kind of...
No, I understand. All the time I try to get footage. But listen, you're the guy that got all the famous footage of them beating up the innocent people and helped expose that with the whole thing, what they did at the Trump events. You're amazing. Matt Dubiel, stay there. This is just blowing me away right now because folks, these are smart computers. You know, they're 20 times the size of your phone that all the stations, TV, radio are plugged into so they can take full control. It's Obama's kill switch. It's the kill switch. Well, Merry Christmas, America. What a different country we were back in the day of Charlie Brown's debut with Peanuts on television. Now we have calls for UN troops in Chicago, and we have reporters, talk show hosts, station managers like Matt Dubiel with his news station, News and Talk 1530 WCKG, and of course the FM 102.3. And we just announced we're going to be moving to Trump Tower in a few weeks, covering all of Chicago with the FM, not just like the AM covering all of Chicago. We've been on the station, I don't know, 8 years or so, got a lot of listeners, and the feed got cut. And of course, we have congressional hearings where they say, oh, we censored Alex at lunch. The heads of Facebook, Twitter, and Google are in there saying, we at lunch, we saw that InfoWars was number one, and we knocked it down. See who they're obsessed with? Because we know when Loretta Lynch says, we're going to federalize the police and put them under UN control, Trump is undoing all of this. But the problem is Obama, in his era, they put an internet kill switches into all the telecommunications. In fact, pull it up. Obama's internet kill switch in all radio, TV, broadcast, internet. Go ahead and type it in. You'll have articles from us 6 years ago when they did it. Obama's kill switch passes. And it's in all telecommunications. And then Obama, in the last Defense Authorization Act, came in and set the whole thing up. Was I right? I said 6 years ago. Okay, I'm sorry. It was 7 years ago. See that memory? June 26, 2010. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet, and it passed. So it's in the new Telecommunications Act. They passed another version last year. Take over the internet. It doesn't mean that we won't have a free internet in the future. It doesn't mean the telecoms aren't going to try to end net neutrality. They were ending it with what Obama called net neutrality. All this new censorship's here, as Ajit Pai said, and now the EAS system, his engineer tells him, just cut off the feed. Roger Stone's here to talk about this, Matt Dubiel. But, I mean, Roger, I'm going to find out in a moment. Has the engineer been able to fix it? You got to, I guess, unplug the EAS. That's what's doing it, obviously, and go right back to the satellite. That's their fault. The EAS just broke. We talked about Chicago and the UN troops because they don't want anybody there to talk about it. They don't want anybody there to build opposition. They want to set the precedent. What do you make of this, Roger Stone?
You know, Obama's people really thought through these things. So net neutrality, first of all, their policy is not in any way reflect net neutrality, but they grab the slogan. Here's the point. It's pretty simple. The current net neutrality rules only regulate the ISP providers, Verizon, AT&T, Comcast.
It gave monopoly power to the big, quote, liberal telecoms.
But the content providers are completely unregulated. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Amazon, YouTube. They can defame you. They can censor you. They can destroy you.
Oh, I forgot. That was in Obama's bill, is that they're allowed to censor us and defame us. They were given immunity. So, again, they can engage in any type of telecommunications they want. All the old ones can't.
Exactly. And then in this case, you're absolutely right. The follow through in the final defense appropriation around Christmas of the last year of Obama's presidency sets up a national censorship board and appropriates the funds to have all these left wing groups go out and be the arbiters of what's fake news.
With George Soros, ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, admittedly, Google announced this publicly, running it and censoring us in live time. So going back to Matt Dubiel, very well broken down, Roger. Again, this is the stay-behind networks. Just like Bloomberg reported, the bureaucrats are all just ignoring Trump. It's the same thing. And clearly, as you said, they just did a software load in there that if we talk about the UN and Chicago, they knew this was coming, cut me off. Has your engineer been able to get us back on air?
We got on immediately. As soon as you stopped talking about Chicago specifically, the feed was back on, and it was almost as if it was faded up. It's the oddest thing I've ever experienced. I've been in this business for 20 years.
You said it sounded like it was faded up, just kind of...
Yes.
Ooh, that wouldn't be software. That means they're doing it in live time.
Well, it also means it's a test. It's a dry run. It's just the same as the disgruntled employee who turned the president's Twitter feed off for 11 minutes. There was no disgruntled employee. That's a dry run for what is about to come. I suspect that this is a dry run.
Here's why I think it's really, really important. It's because it's not just this rogue commissioner in Cook County calling for this. The vehicles have already been trained in here. I've seen them. I don't know where they put them, but when I pull, it's all, anybody who knows how to look up transport records can look up whatever trains were coming into Chicago on August 16th about 1:30 to 2 a.m. And I know this because I was at an event at the Palmer House in downtown Chicago. After I pulled over to take pictures, Alex, I was followed onto the highway, and I was arrested. Followed and arrested. And the rest, I can't talk. I'm not going to.
Wow, that's why you told me you didn't want to get into all this. You said I guess you're just going to say it all now. Wow.
I didn't. Yes, I would. And there's even more to it. I mean.
Well, we need everybody to find the UN. We need Chicago police that are patriots. Anybody that says enough is enough. Show tips at InfoWars.com. Tell us where the UN base is. And, of course, the media will be, Jones claims there's a UN base. Here they are saying they're going to try to bring them in with the UN. Here's Loretta Lynch when she was still in saying they were going to do it. This is their globalist coup d'etat. Just like the EU Army says, if Spain or Italy or anybody tries to pull out, they will march an EU Army in.
Which is why Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC, who was only a member under Obama, said that the current net neutrality rules have no foundation in rationale. They were passed because Obama ordered it. He simply ordered it.
And it is the reign of censorship that you've been banned on Twitter. It's not like we're just saying this.
Alex, I figured this out. I was merely banned 60 days before everybody else.
They announced at the end of this month it's happening.
And therefore, everybody else will be following me.
They said the date's, what, the 28th, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, they're testing. That's why I said that. That's why they all keep saying, your high-level sources keep saying, the Congress people, we've been told Trump's gone by the end of December. They're getting ready to make their move.
There's no question. They think that they can engineer the coup d'etat one way or another. As the public credibility of Mueller continues to disintegrate, the likelihood that he can pull off some process-related charge against the president is fading, which is why they'll then move to the 25th Amendment strategy, as you and I have discussed on this show now for several months. They call us conspiracy theorists. In a couple months, they will call us sages, because this is going down. Senator Ben Sass is in on it. Senator Robert Corker's in on it. Jeb Bush is in on it.
This is a literal technocratic, technological technocracy coup. They admit it. I've got stacks where the New York Times says our resist movement will take over in the next few months. In fact, Kit Daniels brought me the article. I was going to cover it till Matt got on. It's on newswars.com where the New York Times says our resist movement and our resistance movement will take you down. We are unstoppable. I mean, they are moving, ladies and gentlemen. They mean business. This is simply insane.
Well, in all honesty, it's why I tell everybody that I deal with to go to the InfoWars store site. We need a war chest to fight this.
That was my next thing. Matt, stay there. I want you to both stay there for one more segment. Here it is. New York Times clings to hope of leftist resistance will bring down Trump. And the author chortles in here and says, you can't stop us. Trump's done more than George Soros, Bernie Sanders, and Saul Alinsky. We're taking over, and we're launching our takeover. And then they've got full-page ads by Antifa saying they're going to have a violent overthrow. And then when we point it out, they say it doesn't exist. They are getting ready to make their move. Guaranteed. And since you mentioned it, Roger, everybody needs to expose the move to do this. Everybody needs to fight. And all the radio stations need to know. The FCC's got good people running it, but the software has been hacked by the Democratic Party and Soros. So the EAS is for nuclear attacks or whatever, not for when they cut you off and put Obama on or Hillary or whatever. That you hear Trump's being removed. He's gone. Same thing happened in Germany. And, of course, that was a good thing they were doing against Hitler. But here they're going to use that system where they took over the radio and with their program, with people they had in place. With Operation Valkyrie. They're planning an Operation Valkyrie against Trump. So it's your duty, obviously, at that point. You didn't hear the president or Ajit Pai or anybody say do that.
Right.
That'd be bad of that.
Okay. All right. We're already getting calls in the network. What the hell's Alex doing on? Because it's important news, ladies and gentlemen. It's important. And I want people to understand and realize when there is information that people need to know, RBN is not a gatekeeper. It will pass the information through. What was being discussed, and Matt Dubiel, by the way, is the manager of 1530 WCKG and 102.3 FM, AM and FM, in Chicago. Remember me saying yesterday, why in the hell isn't anybody else covering this? I mean, in Cook County officials openly meeting with the UN and discussing gun confiscation. And the only way that that can be achieved, folks, is to house searches and seizures, cordoning off blocks, and going after weapons. Now, this is what I reported over 20 years ago, where I watched then Vice President Al Gore, Secretary of Treasury, Janet Reno, Attorney General, all having this press conference on C-SPAN, unannounced, just popped up at noon. And they were describing, well, the problems with guns and drugs in Chicago. It hadn't reached its fever pitch. And Al Gore holding up a credit card size piece of plastic, saying that this is going to be the national ID, and lifting it straight out of the Bible, you will not be able to buy or sell. You didn't say it was the mark of the beast, of course, but that's exactly what it was. But that was over 20 years ago. Situation wasn't quite right. Not enough bodies in the streets. Not enough gangs proliferating out there. Not enough death and mayhem. And just to be sure, folks, we've had the reports over the last year or so, crates of automatic weapons being dropped hither and yon in Chicago. Criminals getting their hands on MAC-10s, AK-47s. These are fully automatic. So when the public at large hears about AKs, oh, those are those evil assault weapons. No, not the ones that by law are able to be purchased by individuals. Those are single-shot rifles. Compared to some of the firepower today, it's like a musket, only it loads just a little bit faster. And of course, to limit the effectiveness of anything, even single shot, they were whining about, oh, the large capacity magazines. Well, folks, I looked at that problem and I thought, you know, a 20-round clip, you know, you can tape them together, flip it, boom, you got 40 rounds. But you know what? I'd much prefer just to have drums for my AR-15 and my AK-47. 190-round drums. Enough to melt the barrels off of these damn things. So if I'm going to be limited by law, and the whole issue, ladies and gentlemen, about guns in this country wasn't about terrorism. It wasn't about anything else. It was the ability for the American people to keep and bear arms against all enemies, foreign, and wait for it, domestic. And that means up to and including your government. Now, Trump has got a decision to make here as to what he's going to do about Chicago. If this guy, and I can see the scenario, I can see it happening. If the UN troops hit the streets of Chicago from 360 degrees for miles and miles, there'll be people going in to alleviate Chicagoans of a UN threat. I can see this happening. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Bill in Ohio. What say you, Bill?
Good afternoon. I was just remembering what you were saying about what was going on back in the 90s and so forth. And I just remember when you and Kornke were together, and Kornke used to talk about a term called mundialized, which meant that a town or a city became a ward of the United Nations.
Yep.
You remember that?
Oh, yes, sir. I do.
Yep. I wonder if Chicago has been mundialized.
Well, from all indications I see, yeah. I mean, why would you turn down National Guard troops, first of all, coming into Chicago to help with policing? Now, that's against, I don't care if it's our military or National Guard. They like to refer to the National Guard as being the State Guard, which it is not. It's been hijacked and taken over in the early 70s by the federal government. When you talk about National Guard troops, that's exactly what they are. They're not State Guard. They're National Guard under the direction of the Fed. So that would be bad enough. Now, to invite the gun grabbers in to do house-to-house, block-to-block searches and seizures of guns and drugs, I'm telling you, Bill, this is what a lot of people, if you remember, if you go back that far, you can remember what people were saying. You know, they were tinkering around the guns. People, you know, we wanted to get rid of these things and the thumb hold stock. That's the only AKs we could sell and couldn't have anything protruding. And on it went with the restrictions of the accessories and magazines for our so-called assault weapons. And I remember hearing time after time after time, Bill, people saying, well, my line in the sand is that when the UN troops hit our shores, then all bets are off. Well, that day is coming. Or at least they're trying to make that happen.
Yep. And if Americans won't pick up a gun when that happens, I don't think they ever will.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that happens, don't look for me to be on the airwaves. That's for damn sure.
All right, John, that's all I had to say.
Bill, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, that was a perfect segue because I wanted to just call and say, for everybody listening, if they haven't decided where that point is for them and truly committed to it, it looks like it's getting to be that time. And I'm stunned. I've tossed this around back and forth waiting for confirmation and visible evidence and things like that. But it feels really close because I think our real economy is so close to implosion.
Well, and there's differing opinions on that one as well, Mike. Now, they have the ability to keep stretching this thing out. This is the finger on the trigger pointed at America's head that I was referring to, that they have the ability, if they feel things are too far out of control, they will facilitate a financial crash. They're the ones that have been propping it up. They're the ones that can kick the slats out from under it and collapse it. We all know this. But they're going to try, my personal belief is, they're going to try to just hold on until they empty a little bit more wealth, until I think they get their phase, their next phase for banking is going to be the digital currency. Then you'll see the regulations come in on Bitcoin and all other cryptocurrencies. The government, this government, is not going to let people buy and sell and trade and do all that other stuff without the watchful eye of Uncle Sammy.
Right, and it's... I feel really bad inside because I don't want to. I've already made my choice. I pray I never have to fulfill that choice, but it seems like it's right at the doorstep.
Well,
that's just crazy.
And it may shock people. You know, I'm not clairvoyant and I'm not the smartest person on the entire planet, that's for sure. But I saw this coming 25 years ago.
Right, and it may be here now. So thanks for the show, John.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. And I knew where all this is going because I was doing the deep background stuff. I was doing the research. I was doing the reading. I was looking at who made the UN. What was their purpose? Who was the Secretary General time after time after time after time? Always a communist in a country that's supposed to be a republic. And, of course, we had the Rockefellers in there financing this stuff. They bought the property that the UN sits on. No news media in this country worth its salt will ever show you the picture of the police special, the 38 special, with a 6-inch barrel with a knot tied in it. That's their agenda. If you've not read up on the United Nations, I would suggest you do it now. The whole thing was about control, whether it be about weapons, whether it be about land usage, whatever. And around this country, you're now seeing the smart city growth programs. They're trying to put one here in Round Rock, Texas, and I'm getting ready to go into the city council and blow their lids right off. This is smart growth, where you have these pretty small areas that they stack everybody on top of each other. There'll be shopping, and there'll be offices, and there'll be condos, and there'll be this, that, and the other. No, that is the United Nations with its smart growth program to limit people to metropolitan-type areas, and the rest of the land is going to be seeded, and it's going to have to be saved for humanity's sake, and you are not going to be able to transgress on that protected real estate. People thought we were full of crap when we said that. The information has been there. It's been there for a number of years. So is this the last-ditch attempt? I would say they're testing the waters, just as they're testing out this EAS system. I don't have any doubt that that's a quiet monitor, just sits there day after day after day until usage is needed. Same thing I said about these signs. It's posted all over the place. Oh, it's for missing children and a pig's eye. A government that would do a program like this and allow sex trafficking and child trafficking right under their nose is obviously not worried about a missing child. These are your bulletin boards with Go Get 'Em Boys. They are not going to let loose. Now, I don't know who in this government, this federal government, is going to start standing up and go, wait a minute, let's everybody hold their horses. I don't see that happening. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to have, if I can find an email in my 127,817, here it is. Tomorrow I'm going to have somebody from EIR, Executive Intelligence Review. I think it's going to be Gerald Pachenik. If he can't make it, somebody with as much knowledge, and we're going to go through this Robert Mueller dossier and expose the whole damn thing and do it in a sane, chronological manner that people will understand exactly what's being misdiagnosed as being the deep state. And I had agreement from Pachenik today on this one. I said, look, these asshat sock puppets, the Muellers and the Comeys, and all the other operatives within the State Department, within the CIA, within the FBI, within Homeland Security, I don't care. Give it a title, give it a name, give it a date, give it a place. Doesn't matter. That these are being considered the deep state. No, this is just the visible part of it. These are the ne'er-do-wells carrying out the program. This is not the deep state that you're seeing. Just the assets that they'll throw under the bus once they get caught. And that's going to start happening. There are strong rumors abound that summons will be issued and people are going to start being charged. Now, Mr. Sessions, head of the Department of Justice, he's not been real vocal. We'll see which way this fish flops. But it's already happening. Questions are being asked. Investigations are starting to be underway. Now, do we need something to distract the American people? Maybe this scenario that's being cooked up right now will garner their attention rather than as what's really happening with the crooks and the criminals, at least the ne'er-do-wells that have been put out there to do the dirty work. This is deep, folks. And there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of fear about the Clinton Foundation, what this would uncover with a deep, and I'm not talking about taking one or two issues and trying to gore somebody with that, no pun intended, but a full and deep investigation of how far this criminality runs. Half of Washington, D.C. would be unemployed, folks. Do you think that it's any accident when somebody like Judge Roy Moore wants the Senate seat from Alabama, that you see the sock puppets that are operating inside of our Congress coming out? They're deathly afraid. This is not political. This is crossing the aisles for different reasons. Self-protection of the cabal and the suppression of the truth. How corrupt are things really in Washington, D.C.? There's a lot of people in this country, folks, I can tell you, that don't want to know. Not for the reasons you may suspect. They don't want to know how bad it is. And I've said this, and I'll say it again. Once the onions of this rotten little onion start getting peeled back, people will be shocked and appalled. We're not going to be the tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist anymore. At that point in time, we'll be regarded as the guardians of the truth. If we have the time and the capability of putting it out. This EA system test in Chicago that happened with Jones, I think it is a dry run. I think that it is. I think they're setting this thing up. They're doing the testing. If that happens, ladies and gentlemen, I would make this suggestion. How long has it been since you checked your stash of arms? Been 6 months? Been a year? When was the last time you went to the range? I would suggest you get out and blow the dust off of it. Do a little bit of maintenance, oil it up, take it out to the range, get proficient with your firearm, and get yourself mentally ready if necessary. Because that Second Amendment we have in our Constitution, folks, it's for exact moments such as these in this country. This is not the responsibility of somebody else. When they go south and protecting the Constitution and preserving freedom and liberty through the very same, when, if your clue wasn't when they started calling it a democracy, which is the antithesis of this country and its constitutional roots, there is your clues. I wonder where Obama is going to be after all of this. Is he going to run out of the country and go back to his country of origin? Hopefully so. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
John, I, you know, became skeptical many years ago after so many, accounts of UN troops and whatnot. And, but, you know, even though I'm skeptical, I did observe something pretty interesting several weeks ago in a local grocery store down the street from my house. There was a group, I'd say about a squad size, of very military, very highly disciplined. You could tell they were a team, and I don't think they were taken off from the one of these local Chinese restaurants for the night. Not that many of them at one time. They all had military-style haircuts, and I don't mean like, you know, I want it to kind of look military-looking. You could tell these guys were a team. These guys were like a military team. And I remember thinking at the time, this is very odd. I'd never seen anything quite like that. A large group of guys. If I had to guess, I'd say they were Chinese. And I'm like, what are they doing here? They were buying up some alcohol and whatnot. And I just got the impression it kind of reminded me of my old military days, you know, when we were coming in from the field and had a shower in maybe 10 days or something. And we're coming back into town and, you know, going out. Maybe having a little party or something. And also had another question, and it may be another explanation for it, but I made a mental note of that. These guys were hardened guys. You could tell these guys weren't a joke. Who knows? You know, there's a lot of military bases here in North Carolina. If I had to guess, if they were some type of UN force participants, I would say probably Fort Bragg, something like that. But, I think, Dr. Gwen Parker, who has a radio program here on RBN Sunday mornings, I understand he's been missing for several weeks, and I know he talks about the UN quite a bit on his program.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if anybody...
I don't know. We have tried to contact him, email him, call him. He is persona non grata. He is MIA right now.
I don't know if any of the listeners out there have any direct or regular contact with him.
No, nobody. No. This was one of Wynn Parker's, well, not so swell ideas. He kept himself isolated. Yeah. And that is a double-edged sword. It offers as many downfalls as
upshot. I know one of the regular callers, the real fast-talking guy, he calls into Dr. Parker's show quite a bit, Jeff in Idaho, I believe, and he regularly communicates with him. You know, off air, I believe, probably via email or something. So I don't know if he had maybe.
Well, there'd be only two ways to get. Listen to me, Frank. There's only two ways to get to Wynn Parker. That was by email and by phone. So if you think that the network sending him email messages and making phone calls every day over to him that have gone unanswered, I don't think that just a listener emailing him could shed any light on this.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Thank you, Frank. Roxanne in Texas. By the way, thank you, Bill, for this. Remember, he says, hi, John. Remember the billions of rounds of hollow point Obama's NSA purchased? I guess we now know what they're for and why they're being distributed. The UN, question mark? Very well could be. Very well could be. And I'll tell you, if you think about this, folks, how to distance yourself from an overthrow of the republic? You have an outside entity do it. As I've reminded people, the UN has not been splashed around. The American people have not been made aware. And we're going back 60 years or more. What was Korea? It wasn't the Korean War. It was a policing action. where the communists were protected and anybody didn't want to be communist, well, they kind of moved a little bit southward, and then we put this demilitarized zone up. And what it is today is just a minefield just ridden with death and watchdogs and guard towers and orders to shoot if anybody transgresses. What happened in Vietnam? We were over there to supposedly kill communists. Really? What happened with that one? Same scenario. Let's divide the country up. Let's keep the communists up north. Let's keep the other people down south. We'll put in a demilitarized zone to the point we couldn't even go in over that demilitarized zone and go and kill their SAM sitting on the ground before it shot down U.S. aircraft. The Middle East, this has all been a U.N. operation. Because they have not said the words, to me, it speaks louder than the words themselves. Because all the ingredients of the UN were used, coalition troops, go back and look at the verbiage. Go back and take a look what was done. That was another UN operation, and who was spearheading it? You guessed it, the United States of America. This is not a game. We're not here to hear ourselves talk. We're not here just filling time because we're idle and we don't know what else to do. We are at a constitutional crisis in this country from so many different ways. It would take 3 hours just to explain that one. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you, locally here in Texas, in the code word for UN, which is on our city council and has been for some time, are anybody with the word Sierra Club?
Sierra Club?
That's definitely UN. And as far as Frank, I can't remember what place he was in, but
North Carolina.
Southeast Chinese. Oh, Carolina. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the Buddhist monks that are trained in, you know.
What?
Beyond belief.
What?
Well, he said that he saw those Chinese men at a restaurant. They looked militarish or teen.
Yeah, I remember what he said, but you're telling me they're Buddhist monks?
Well,
Roxanne,
what are those people trained in?
Oh, come on, man. Roxanne, please, let's not stretch credulity here.
Well, grasshopper, it is what it is.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. Okay, then. You know, you had me up until Buddhist monk. I got to tell you. (sighs) 800-313-9443. I can sneak in a few more calls. Mr. Bennett will be up the second hour. As I said yesterday, I will be on the air tomorrow for the 2 hours with Gerald Pachenik, and we're going to vet a lot of stuff out. So I want you to be there for that program. And, of course, we are off here Monday. That is Christmas. We'll be back up and operating on Tuesday, full tilt boogie. I don't think anybody is not doing a show Tuesday. And, of course, we'll be off for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day as well this year. All right. One other thing, and let me see if I can squeeze this in here. By the way, the only story that I saw on the goings-on with the Bundys and the federal courts was on One News. And it was done. Yeah, and when you're coming back, January 2nd? Well, goodbye, Secretary. Have a nice extended vacation. Yeah. One thing, as you're gone, you won't get paid, so yippee for me and bad for you. Bye-bye. Have a good Christmas. At any rate, let me see if I can squeeze this in here. Oh, by the way, well, there's a video that has been posted. I'm going to get as much of this in as I can. When Tom Lacovara was talking about a kill list, The feds were out there to instigate at Malheur and at the Bundy thing back in April. Okay, they were there to instigate. They didn't have helicopter gunships out of Malheur just for grins and giggles, as well as out when the Bundys had their first go-around, as I said, back in April. The snipers were in place. The gunships were out there, automatic weapons. The only thing that they lacked was the green light. That was set up to be a butcher field. That was set up to be a killing field. Now, this video was posted on Rumor Mill News. I'm not even going to have a chance to get into this, so I won't. But it is posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Please go there. It's a video, Fed government plan to kill at Bundy Ranch and witnesses. This guy that came out of the Homeland Security and blew the whistle on this thing, this is why Judge Navarro got rid of this trial. That's why this thing is a mistrial. And in February, they're thinking about preferring new charges and doing this all over again. I don't think that's going to happen, not unless the FBI has a death wish. And I've been listening to the so-called patriot radio out there, the mainstream-generated stuff, by the way, all the statists out there. Oh, the FBI is a good organization. It's been rotten from the core since its inception. Want a little clue of who headed it up? A little cross-dressing poofta. And it ain't been right since. Oh, everybody that works under, you know, we might have some problems in the upper echelons. Bullpucky. When you've got the run of the entire country, and you've got the badge, and your agency goes rogue, if you're not out there exposing it and you're not running for the hills to get the hell away from them, then you're part and parcel of it. I hope these agents understand this. They had better be aware of it. For years and years and years, you noticed that any defense forces that were brought forth were decried as being, oh, anti-government. They stopped short of calling them terrorists because at that point in time, the news media would have been a little bit more inquisitive. Well, why are these things forming? So on and so forth. It has to do with the continuation, not of government, but of the continuation of the republic. And they couldn't touch it, and they knew it. So it looks like we might have a very interesting 2018. Hopefully, we'll get through this Christmas and this new year. And enjoy it, folks. Savor every moment of it. It might not be the same this time next year. Well, some people are contending, and we're not even going to have Christmas this year. Well, they better hurry up on their giddy-up horse here, because they only got 4 days to ruin it. But count your blessings, folks. Savor every minute of what used to be considered to be normal life in America. Man, that's a laugh. For those who have been paying attention, there ain't been nothing normal for a very, very long time. All right, Jeff Bennett coming up next. Again, tomorrow I'll be back. I'm going to have EIR on. We're going to get into this Trump dossier and pull out on and ferret out all the facts about this one. It's extraordinary, and people are going to go to jail over this one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.